Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our sea, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. No, no. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are dying. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
Welcome to the Panther Party Radio Network. And this is The Big Picture with Melvin Seary Jr. want to take time to welcome all my overseas listeners in India, Israel, South Africa, Russia. I'm still watching y'all. Y'all ain't doing right. Y'all still ain't doing right. But it is what it is. My listeners in Brazil, Canada, and also here in the States. Thank you all for tuning in. My listeners in Boston, Massachusetts on Activate Media. I want to thank once again my brother Patrick Wilson for bringing me on board and allowing me to be part of that essential lineup. Just trying to bring you news, opinions, and most of all, the truth is what I try to stand on. If it's not the truth, you might as well sit on down. But welcome, everybody, those who are listening online, those from the Panther chat, those from the Panther page. Want to welcome you all as well. If anybody would like to reach us, we do have an email that you can reach out, send me news, send me reports about things that are going on across this crazy country, this crazy world. We do have a email address, and I, in the midst of doing my stories and everything that I do every week, I fail to mention the Panther Party 1966 at gmail.com. Again, that is the Panther Party 1966 at gmail.com. You can hit that inbox, like I say, just to give us stories of what's going on in your area, your communities, your states. I really want this to be something that grows nationally. You know, that's really what I'm trying to do. If we put our effort and energy into things that will benefit us, we'll be a whole lot better off than we are at this particular moment in time. It is election night, and I just want to say this for all of you who went out there and voted. What are you expecting to get for that vote? Because Ain't Shit Joe and Ed Hyden Harris showed us exactly what they were going to give us for votes. And I want to say this, if we were to put as much energy into ourselves and our condition, we would be a whole lot better off than, I'm going to say this, and people, you can say what you want, wasting time voting. If we were to, as Sister Key has been bringing it up last couple of times she was on the show, economics. We bring the right money to the table, we can all assure each other that we get a plate. See, the thing that we have been doing, we continue to follow America's blueprint. We've had several black prints laid. We've had several of the ancestors lay us the black print of what we need to do and how we need to do it. You change your actions to fit what is happening in the moment. And see, in the 60s, our ancestors, rest their souls, and Yah blessed them. We had ancestors that were willing to make the ultimate sacrifice. My queen and I were talking yesterday, and I was telling her we're not willing to make the proper sacrifices. Death is a promise. Remember that. Death is a promise. And I want to live my life from here moving forward. I want to be able to feel what real freedom is, what real peace is. And we owe it to not only ourselves, but to the ancestors and to those who are behind us. We owe it to them to do more than what we do. And see, my ancestors didn't die for me to walk in a building and place a goddamn vote for the same system that continues to oppress us to this very day. And they have a plan 50 years from now, if they're still in power, if they're still around. And my disclaimer, as every week, when I refer to white people, I'm not referring to all white people. They know who they are. And those of you who are doing the right things, you know who you are. We, even in every ethnicity, we have that. We have that misbehavior, that attitude that will keep us in the state of shortcoming, coming up short all the time, coming up short. And I'm just to a point where how much longer can we sit around and how much longer can we continue to do what we know is going against what's beneficial for us? And you don't see them targeting any other ethnicities for that vote except for us. And see, we have to be careful how we move. We're always the target. Remember that. Remember that. No matter how much progress we make in this goddamn America, we're still the target. Let me go on and say this now and get it out of the way like I try to do every show. We need each other. Damn, we need each other. I want y'all to understand we don't need to keep participating in systems that don't even recognize us. Why do we keep participating in systems that don't even show us this respect that they would show a goddamn dog? They show a dog more respect and humanity than they show us. Still to this day, we were never intended to be nothing more than chattel, nothing more than property. And they should have knew better than that. Them non-thinking racists should have known better than that. Well, see, if they don't know, they gon' know. Because time has got a story to tell. And to every beginning, don't ever forget there is an end. And see, what they are not looking at, what they are not understanding is their time is almost up. What they're not understanding is they have almost ran their course. Plain and simple. They are hanging by a thread, trying to keep this oppressive system, this oppressive machine, this war machine, this cause of chaos in so many different countries. America has had its nose all in is other people's business. And yet, we continue to support a system that is still not equal and just. And I don't care how many of us we put in these positions, what's changing? Hell, we done had a black president and ain't shit changed for us yet. Tamir Rice was killed on Barack Obama's watch. Remember that. Don't ever forget that. Trayvon Martin was killed on Barack Obama's watch. And I'm going to say this. You know, if mass killings were happening with any other ethnicity, there'd be a lot of noise being made. See, we don't make enough noise, and then we're not unified enough. They dictate our every move. I can guarantee you that 80% of black people voted. And then I'm so sick of hearing this. Matter of fact, 94.5 here in Dallas, the Ricky Smiley Morning Show, playing a clip every morning here for the last few weeks that I've listened. But this brother's going off, and he's like, you don't think black lives matter if you don't vote. You don't this thing. And we get so caught up in they bullshit, this bullshit political system that they put together to benefit themselves and keep white supremacy alive and thriving just like it is. I get sick of seeing us get brainwashed into they bullshit. Man, fuck they politicians. What we need to start doing amongst us, the common people, is building our own. I was talking to my queen and I was telling her we must start being able to possess more than the shell we walk around in. We have got to be able to possess more than things that we just rent, lease. We have got to start being owners. And the first step is land. And like Sister Kia has been saying the last couple of times she's been on the show, it's about economics, baby. It's about economics. And if you ain't got the capital in this goddamn America, well, you will sit idle and watch the machine do what it does. Religiously. White supremacy is their religion. Do you not understand that by now? They don't practice no type of divine, righteous religion. Their religion is death, violence, raping and pillaging. And we buy into this goddamn system every voting cycle. There's more power in the people than there are people in power. I've said that on several occasions. This is a perfect occasion to say this. Again, there is more power in the people than there is people in power. Let that sink deep off into your third eye. Let that sink deep off into your mental. And understand that we are so much more powerful than they tell us. Me and my barber were talking earlier today. Shout out to Jermaine Givens and 4J Barbershop here in Dallas on Forney Road. Give him a little shout out. But yeah, we were talking earlier, and it's just amazing how we run to these polls, how we continue to worship a system that ain't never loved us back. We continue to participate, like I said earlier, in a system that ain't never loved us back. Period. And why do we put ourselves through the misery? Through the false sense of hope that they continue to lie about. We're never going to get anything unless we give it to one another. And we ain't never needed no damn body except each other. Integration was the worst thing that ever, ever happened to us because it made us stop relying on each other. We thought that because we were now integrated that we were going to immediately be accepted by a society that pulled us apart with horses, that would burn us in the middle of a square and get warm from the heat. And not only that, they bring their children. And this is how demonic these racist minds are, dead set on making America great again. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to keep saying it. I ain't scared to say it. America ain't never been great. It's not going to be great. And goddamn me, until this white supremacy has been squashed, it will never be great. Period. Anything that worships itself will never thrive. That has been the problem with America. Anything that worships itself will never survive. And it will not thrive. It will thrive, but it will not survive. And see, that period of thriving is almost up. They are on the decline, panicking over what to do. Roe versus Wade, I'm going to tell y'all, and I've said this before, had nothing to do with us. This is white supremacy trying to salvage itself. Because I've told y'all this on more than one occasion when I've spoken on this. We do not abort more babies than, like they say. They try to say that black folks do the most of every damn thing, and they lie about every damn thing. Remember that. White women abort 60%. And when Republicans saw that, it's all about survival of the fittest, and they made this. This is not how everything was meant to be, how things were intended to be. Not at all. But we have become followers. So many of us have become followers. You know, we put all our peas in one bucket. We don't try to spread them out and see what's over here. What's over there? What's up there? We're too busy focusing on trying to outdo one another. We ain't never focused on trying to outdo white supremacy, and that's part of the goddamn problem. We don't focus on what matters. We rather go vote. What the fuck? What the hell has a vote ever done for us? What the hell has a vote ever done for us? And today, it was several of us, I'm sure, trying to break their necks to get to that damn poll. Well, I didn't get off in time enough. And you know what? I hope everything works out. But why do we keep putting hope in a system that don't put nothing into us? And we keep hoping that it'll change. For 400 years, we've been hoping. It's time for hope to end. It's time for forgiving their asses for the crimes that they have committed against not only us, but against humanity, because we are human. We are human as well. And see, we have become so hoodwinked. We have become so programmed that we don't even consider what we could do for ourselves, by ourselves. Because like I said earlier, we ain't never needed this system. We didn't need this system to whoop our asses. We were the teachers, the scholars, the scientists, the doctors. We were that, the astronomers. We were anything that's here came through us. And let that sink, marinate on that. That lets you know how powerful of a people we are. We were here first. We will be here last. We've got to ready ourselves for control and ready ourselves for self-sufficiency. I was telling me and my queen were talking, and I was telling her, like, if I'd have been the one hit that $1.9 billion, yes, I want to buy up a bunch of land and make some black havens, some black communities. Everybody's gentrifying. We need to practice gentrification, too, so we can be safe amongst one another and throw the trash out. I'm gonna say that, too. We're going to have to throw the trash out in our own damn communities in order for us to be able to live in peace as well. I was talking to one of my brothers and Sister Kia and Brother Kevin the other week. And, yeah, if we clean up external shit, this funky ass political bullshit that we keep falling for, It's their system. And it will take all of us. It will take all of them being voted out before anything here changes. And even with that, we still have to fight, because that's just who they are. They have had their opportunity, and they have proved that they're not capable. They're not able. They are not ready for control. Like I said earlier, any system that worships itself will not continue to thrive. It will not survive. And it don't take but a little bit, and now is a perfect opportunity. Why this whole country is in a damn political calamity, an economic calamity. Now is the perfect time, like I said during the pandemic, the plandemic. We should be organizing. We should have been organizing, taking that time to organize ourselves, get stronger, become more unified. We should have taken that time to really evaluate what was happening. And during that period, a lot was happening. We were not paying attention collectively, because we could have taken advantage. True enough, we did a lot of things during the pandemic, but not collectively. We have become just like those that we despise, because some of us have become so self-centered. Everything is about us. Me, 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 me. Me and my barber earlier, I was getting into that. We're talking, and why is it that when we figure out the recipe, we want to sell it to each other? Black people, who brothers and sisters who don't have anything already. And you get people like, I'm going to say it, Boyce Watkins and all these other pop-up people who have learned a system and then want to charge you $1,000, $1,500, you know, and have no shame. If I get a million and I figure out the recipe on how to get that million, I'm giving that to everybody that asks for it free of charge. Because it ain't enough of us at the top. It ain't enough of us with capital. That's part of our problem. See, we need some of us, the common folk, to get in this game and get in it to win it and start building shit that we can pass down to our children. The system ain't going to give our children shit, but the same shit they giving us and that they gave our ancestors, hell, on earth. That's all they going to get. That's all we will get on a continuous basis, because we continue to let them dictate what we do. That's not even my subject, but I just wanted to say what I had to say about that vote. You know, and like I say, me and my barber, we were talking about that earlier today. You know, why is it that we don't put back into one another? You know, and like I was telling them earlier, you know, there are enough black entertainers, celebrities, famous folk that come from every hood in this country. And our hoods continue to be just that, not communities. Not neighborhoods, just hoods. Because we don't do nothing within it for self. We allow the Iranians, the Indians, all other people to come into our neighborhoods and make money off of us. When we could be making that money with one another and shaping one another. And then not only that, we can then have something that we can give our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren to work with, where they don't have to fuck with this system. They won't have to mess with it, because they can be self-sufficient. Like I was telling them earlier, I'd love to hit that and buy 100 acres and put a solar farm on it so that you, this is what I was telling my queen too, so that you can get off the grid. You dig and build your own dam and filtration system so that you can catch and clean water yourself. And then you don't try to knock your brother over the head because the electricity will be free, given by the sun. Put a solar farm on it big enough to power the whole community. Then you charge them a light bill of $100 a month. Don't be greedy. Then we can start living better collectively. Get the water filtration system in it. And better than that, it's a brother that had built a machine that catches air, and makes water. And I think when I saw this, it was back during the pandemic. It was at one of those, no matter of fact, it happened after one of the hurricanes or something that come through. And he came through and set up one of those machines that produces 2,000 gallons of water a day. So what you want to do is try to eliminate any outside sources. So you build you a solar farm so that you can power your community as much as it takes. Then, hey, you build you a damming system. And if possible, invest in some of those machines that will produce water from air. See, those are the types of things that white supremacy doesn't want happening. It always wants people to be reliant upon it. And white supremacy ain't shit. Not nothing. Not anything to rely upon. So I just really wanted to address that, you know, and put that out there because we vote for nothing. We still don't get anything collectively, a vote. Like I always say, the only thing we get for that funky vote is that little white damn sticker that I saw so many. Well, I jumped on Facebook for a hot moment earlier for some business reasons, but scroll through and you see I voted. That's all we get for our vote. And why do we keep giving it to them? Like I say, this is not my subject for tonight. I really am going to touch on something that's probably going to upset some folk, and this might get me a ding, but I'm about telling the truth. And if it ain't about the truth, then just leave it alone. And then, like I say, you know, what I just said about this first 35 minutes was all about voting and what difference does it make? What difference does it really make? Because 2 years from now, they'll be hyping y'all up to vote again. And what difference is it going to make? It ain't make a difference, like I say, when we had a black president. So what difference do your vote make? It's just something I want y'all to really think about. They already got us running around here with not enough time in the day, and then they hype you up for one damn day so that they can keep white supremacy alive, and we still keep participating in that supremacist system. Fuck they political system. I'm trying not to cuss so much. But damn they political system. I mean, it is what it is. And I mean, why is it that we still don't get that? Like I say, if we don't get that by now, we really are more lost than I thought. Because Ain't Shit Joe and Inhi and Harris haven't done nothing for us collectively. just like Barack Obama. Didn't do nothing for us, but he gave the alphabet people rights. And he didn't tread on nobody else. And he didn't help nobody else. And ain't shit Joe, who wrote the three strikes law, ain't gonna help us either. And Enhine Harris, who orchestrated the most mass incarceration of black people in any state as the attorney general out in California, ain't gonna do shit for us either. You ain't heard us claim she was black since she won the vice president. Now she's Pacific Islander. But see, she's married to one of them. So the head of her house don't look like me. So who is she going to favor? Them and her Pacific Island heritage. She wasn't nothing but chucks and pearls when she needed to be. Put something together catchy, Kamala, so you can get your people on that. Chucks and pearls. Fuck her and her pearls. Damn. Okay. But, yeah. This whole Republican, Democrat, I'm just, you know, screw them all. Screw them all. Cause I ain't got no faith in now one of them. I'm putting my hopes and my dreams into politics and that bullshit that ain't never benefited us. I don't understand everybody else's anger, and especially Caucasian people, them crazy ass racists that was storming the Capitol, like those type of people, them Trumpers. I don't even understand their anger with the government. I don't understand. Like when I had the white nationalist right here on this show, and I point blank told him, I do not feel sorry for you because you live in a country that was catered for white men to succeed. Laws were established so white men couldn't be criminalized, where white women couldn't be criminalized. This is the system that we continue to participate in. Some of them same jacked up laws still on the books right to this day. And let's not even mention how they gunning us down. Jaheim McMillan, Desmond LaDuke, and so many others. There'll be more in the coming days. And not one of these funky ass politicians that you going out voting for is giving a damn about what's happening to us. They not even addressing us. They just asking for your vote. What you gonna get for it though? And that's what I'm asking all y'all who feel like it's a religion to vote. What do you get for it? Like I said earlier, my ancestors didn't die for me to vote on some, that ain't what they died for. And like I was saying about Ricky Smiley and that clip he was playing and all them other Negroes that try to belittle and demean people who don't participate in a white oppressive system. Because it don't matter who you put in wherever. It's still under white control. So until that changes, shit won't change. And with that being said, I'm 40 minutes in. I'm on take a quick break, and then I'm going to talk about my subject. And it's something that I wasn't going to even touch it, but I just, something said in me, yeah, touch it. Because I really don't care what happened with them celebrities and them athletes for the most part, because they're part of that system. You know, and a lot of these entertainers and celebrities have sold their integrity for the dollar. And when you sell your integrity for the dollar, you cheap. You real cheap. My integrity can never be bought. It ain't enough money in the world to buy my integrity, my peace of mind. And that's why I don't put a lot of my time into these celebrities and the dumb shit they do. But I do want to talk about the situation. And I'm going to give my opinions on Kanye and Kyrie. But it just has bothered me how this country can recognize wrongdoings when it comes to every ethnicity except us. It can be nigga, 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 nigga all day long, and nobody says shit about it. And we need to start saying more about it. And with all the anti-Semitism that has been directed towards us for centuries, but no condemnation ever happens in those situations. America is no moral compass. And as long as we go along, we will never be properly respected. And so I want to talk about, for a few minutes, the Kanye and the Kyrie and the Jew-ish situation. And I say Jew-ish because, yeah, you can be blackish, whitish. They're Jewish. And they ain't about shit either. They ain't no more than this goddamn America. And I ain't scared to say it. We done got punked over the last week and a half. Y'all scared to even say the word Jew. But I'm going to touch on that soon as I come back after this break. This is the Panther Party Radio Network. If you are listening online and you would like to call in, the call-in number is 914-205-5538. Again, 914-205-5538. And I'm going to get off into this Kanye, Kyrie thing the last hour and 15 minutes. I think I done ranted enough about that goddamn vote. This is the Panther Party Radio Network, and this is the Big Picture with Melvin Siri Jr. You'll be back on the other side.
On April 12, 1967, at Tougaloo College on the outskirts of Jackson, Mississippi, Stokely Carmichael, who popularized the term Black Power, lashed out against the war in Vietnam. This speech followed just days after an appearance at Nashville, which prompted riots by students at Fisk and Tennessee A&I universities. 3 days after Tougaloo, Carmichael participated in mass rallies of anti-war supporters in New York and San Francisco. Born in Trinidad on July 29, 1941, Carmichael became an American citizen when his parents came to the U.S. and were naturalized. He was still in college in 1960 when the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, SNCC, was formed. It was SNCC which organized the sit-ins in the South. In 1966, as its leader, Carmichael spent the year transforming the organization toward the concerns of black college students. This speech, given to about 700 students, illustrates the clear division between traditional nonviolent civil rights leaders like Martin Luther King and the more militant leaders coming on the scene. Here the viewer can see Carmichael define America's racial problems. Note particularly his concern with semantics and his use of antithesis to contrast the black and white perspective. Also noteworthy, of course, is his ability to excite and motivate his audience. At one point, he leads the audience in a chant, which, though abbreviated on this tape, lasted 10 minutes. In all, the viewer can witness an example of confrontational rhetoric from the 60s, illustrated by the fiery Stokely Carmichael.
I'm trying to figure out which one belongs to the CIA. Nick, it was once one of the only places we could run to for safety when we started to work in Mississippi in 1961 and 62. So that it's sort of like coming home when we come back to Tougaloo. Now I want you to, before I begin, to take a look at all of the pressmen before you. you will notice that not one of them are black. And they are going to have the nerve tomorrow to call me a racist. Are you ready? Understand how the honkies are. They don't recognize their own racism. I understand that I'm following the great white father, Bobby Kennedy. I understand last night he told you a couple of things. Now I want to put some of them in perspective for you. When he said the world belongs to you, that comes from a great black man by the name of Frederick Douglass. He said the world belongs to you. To stand up and speak out against injustice. Well, we could tell him that we don't need anybody to tell us to stand up anymore. Not only are we going to stand up, we're going to right the wrongs of our people in this generation. Our generation has the memories of the unpunished murders of Schwerney, Goodney, and of Medgar Evers. There are going to be no more unpunished murders. They've been telling you that the kids in Nashville started a riot. Number one, you ought to recognize it is not a riot, it is a rebellion. A rebellion. And number two, you ought to be proud of your black brothers and sisters at Fifth, because a honky cop touched one of them and they told him you got to touch all of us.
All right, welcome back to the Panther Party Radio Network. And this is the Big Picture. And I don't know, I was just listening to that speech and thinking to myself, that speech was back in 1967. And that was so many things said in that speech and so many things said in so many speeches. Not only from Stokely Carmichael, but MLK, Fred Hampton, Malcolm X, Medgar Evers, so many others that I could name that have always stood for justice and spoke out against what was wrong. And for so many years we've been saying the same thing that Brother Stokely Carmichael said just then. You know, it bothers me that, hold on just one second, give me one second, people. Okay, it bothers me that we continue to get punked, you know. So let's talk about, I'm going to talk about this for a few minutes. I'm not going to be long, I don't think. Like I say, I really don't get off into the celebrityism like most of us tend to do. Like we know these celebrities, you know, and these celebrities don't give a damn about knowing you, don't give a damn about you, because you're not affecting what they have going on. And then they don't, in most cases, they don't come to us until this goddamn America starts disposing of them. and then they run back to us with their tail tucked. And in the case of Kanye West, I really don't have much that I'm going to say, because he's done so many foolish ass things in the past. You know, he said some real messed up things, and not just what he said about George Floyd. He said several ignorant things that white people didn't find anti-Semitic. And that's why I say we have got to start being the protectors of our ancestors and those who may have passed on. We have got to be the protectors of their legacies. We've got to make sure that the story is told right and not by some jackass who thinks he's really smart. I fail to see his intellect. White people said nothing when just weeks prior to him making the remarks about the Jews, well, white people and nobody else except us really said anything about him and Candace Owens wearing the White Lives Matter shirts. I don't like her either. She's another one, you know, that just plays right into the hands of white supremacy. But when she was attacked by some white guys a few years back, she ran to the black community for consolement and for help. And what did we do as the black community? We took her coon ass in and went on the defense for her. And this is how we're repaid. And that's why with Kanye, I just really, you know, you reap what you sow. And you can say what you want to say about the poor people of America, but when you get to messing with them Jewish folks, because they not the real Jews, they fake, the synagogue of Satan, everything they do is underhanded, and they so powerful, they got white people scared. So that lets you know how much weight and devilment that they're capable of. Don't get it twisted. And you see, they immediately put Kanye in his place. And this is why I say that America is no moral compass. Because all of the anti-Semitic things that they did, that they perpetrated, and they have the audacity to point a finger at somebody, one individual, when you had a whole system participating in an anti-Semitism. And nobody said shit. It was the law of the land. But every doggone time, someone says something negative or derogatory about them fake-ass Jews, America comes to the defense. Because America does not want the world to know who we really are. Point blank, plain and simple. Because this country, the audacity to try to point out anti-Semitism, and this country was built on it. Just be real. This country was built on the mistreatment of black people. White supremacy never done nothing to no Jews. They knew better. And they put them Jews in place to try to throw the world off like they always do. Make up a good white lie and roll with it. Ain't nothing pale. Ain't nothing pale of originality. Nothing that is pale is original. It comes from something. We are the original. Plain and simple. Try to duplicate, but they can't. They can't be who we are. As bad as they want to be. And with Kanye, like I say, he dug himself a grave in my book, because you turned your back on your own people. You know, you tried to fit in where you wasn't wanted. Boy, don't you see that now, boy? Because that's what they saying about you now. Look at that boy. He ain't got them $1 billion now, do he? See, every celebrity get out of line, get that nigga wake-up call. You gonna get it. It's gonna happen to all of them that do the work of that devil. And I pay attention to who's famous. I pay attention to who's getting what. And that lets me know whose integrity has been bought and sold already, whose soul has already been claimed. Just pay attention to those that get rich quick, get them upper hands in the business world. Pay attention to all that, because those are them niggas that's working with them people. That's them gatekeepers, like Kanye. He rub elbows with them. That's why I don't put my faith in none of them celebrities, because they dance with the devil. And anytime you dance with the devil, you will kill your own people just so you can keep dancing with that damn devil. And that's why I don't have any respect for him, because I still think he has something to do with his mom's death. And then he thought he had a woman, and I don't know what made him think that. Any woman that's been on a damn porn video, no, she ain't good for nobody. She just want attention. She like attention. That's what he had for a wife. And now he ain't even got that. Now they disowning them. And white people do that with ease when it comes to us. Some of them will just chunk us away. And see, right now, really, in my book, Kanye is getting a taste of his own medicine. He said and done some foolish, ignorant shit over the years. But I bet you he won't make that mistake again. You know, I mean, I just have no words for that. Because, like I say, in Kanye's situation, you thought you were at the top of the ladder, still climbing, but you hit your peak. And see, that's like the old folks say, you're going to have to see some of them same people coming back down that ladder that you saw going up. And then you change your ways and start wanting to rub elbows with Donald Trump and all them other, instead of just continuing to be who you were. Yeah, I used to kind of like you at first, had some okay music. But now, I don't even respect that. because you've shown your true color. I mean, in any time, the shit that we go through, and you have the audacity to put on a White Lives Matter shirt, that's the most ignorantest ass backwards shit, and that's why them white folk loved your ass until you talked about they Jews, them Jewish, because they ain't the Jews, they Jewish. Yeah, that's all they are. But now Kanye got to bite the bullet for that. I mean, if he's so intellectual, he'll gather himself and keep his legacy growing. You know, he'll keep it going. But it's going to be hard to do when the world is ran by this devil. And them Jews included, because they all in the bed together. But like I said, yeah, that pale skin ain't nothing original about anything pale. So, moving on to Kyrie. And this one, I really chose to speak about this one because it just, the way it happened, you know, I saw that movie on Amazon. I subscribed to Amazon and I saw the movie, and it's been on Amazon for a minute. I just never clicked on it to watch it. And now I did click back on it again and still didn't watch it. But now they're charging to watch it. You got to pay now to watch it. It's gotten that kind of pull, so now he wants to monetize it, just like they do on our misery. They profit on it. And my question, my first question is really like, why are they not pissed at the man who made the documentary, Jews to Negro, Hebrews to Negroes? Why are they not mad at Bezos for putting it out? Why is the Jewish community not going after the maker of the film as opposed to someone who watched it, liked it, and posted it so that other people may get an opportunity to watch it? They may like it. But because he put it out there, it's deemed anti-Semitism, and he doesn't like Jewish people. You know, not everybody is like white supremacist, racist white folks. Not everybody can just hate somebody just for merely existing. Not everybody is, not everybody's able to be as evil as racist Caucasians, and they have done some evil, downright evil mess. So I am really on Kyrie's side, because it seems like to me that they wanted to just pinpoint him. And in pinpointing him, you know, take his way of living, much like they did with Colin Kaepernick when he started kneeling. You know, And everybody was in an uproar about that. He's disrespecting the veteran. He's disrespecting the flag. He said, damn America and they flag. And I had the utmost respect for the veterans that go and fight for this country and the country don't even take care of them the way that it should. You have more homeless veterans and they are the ones that went and put their lives on the line so that this goddamn America could have the way of life that it wanted. And see, nobody had a problem with that until we got we were able to progress more as far as civil rights go, somewhat. But the whole Kyrie Irving situation, it bothers me because, like I say, it's just reminiscent of how they did Colin Kaepernick, and it's more like, boy, shut up and dribble, you know. Then they put all the stipulations on him, suspended him, you know, and then it's always, why is it that these punk ass cops that keep gunning us down in the streets don't have to apologize for killing us, but let somebody like Kyrie Irving not even say anything about Jews, just post up a movie, documentary that he possibly and seemingly found informative, and he decided to share it, and he gets ostracized, but Jeff Bezos, the one who allowed it on his platform, the one who helped produce it, so I heard nobody saying shit to him. And it's that we can say it but you can't thing. You know, it's like America's going backwards instead of forward. America is rolling back the hands, trying to take things back to a time where America was great for they stink asses and nobody else. Because like I said earlier, America ain't great, never been great, ain't going to be great. It ain't great now. And then, like I said, just look at the turmoil and all that's going on. And then you got all this going on, but you can find time to focus on a Kyrie Irving for just simply sharing a video. And so I was reading, well, this morning I actually got up and watched the news and read where he's going to retire. And I'm glad, you know, because it makes no sense for a system that, like I say, was built on anti-Semitism. America, but America always want to try to stick its nose in and act like it's got some morals. America ain't got no morals. America don't have any values. America ain't shit. Yeah, it's point blank. Look at the things that this system does. I mean, how did they got the audacity to point their finger at Kyrie Irving? Like the old folks used to say, you know, you pointing that finger, 3 point back at you. Well, it's 93 pointing back at their asses. Dirty, rotten America. Dirty, rotten, hypocritical America. Dirty, rotten, hypocritical, double standard America. That's why I say goddamn America, because damn America is not, it is nothing that it seems to be, nothing that it truly appears to be. And then you have, you know, the same, and I understand where Kanye was coming from. I do understand, because, yeah, them Jews are mainly the ones that run the record labels. And I was listening last night to a commentary where this sister who was in the industry said that 20%, like for every one black lawyer, you got 20 Jewish lawyers in the record industry. So they own it. And like I say, for them to have white America taken up for them, oh, that lets you know right off the bat who's really in power, who's really running things, who's really got the capital. That lets you know. If you don't know, now you know. And that's why I say I don't give a damn about these Jew-ish faking snakes and devils in synagogue of Satan loving ass folks. They ain't never done nothing for us either. Nothing except exploit us, just like they brother, they cousin, they uncle, America. Jews done no different. Just follow the playbook. Like I said, ain't nothing pale, nothing about pale original, period. Jewish people ain't original. They fakers. And I'm, for one, just sitting and watching this situation develop, and I'm really wondering how it's all going to end, you know. And I, for one, like I say, I'm glad that Kyrie Irving has decided to retire. Because if he didn't, they were going to whiteball him anyway. Oh, brother, your mic is open. But, yeah, I'm hoping that at least I'm hoping that they'll bounce back and not let this break them, because despite Kanye's foolishness and ignorance in statements sometime, he is still one of ours. And we can't be so quick sometime to just chunk folks away, because no matter what, that white supremacy always sticks together, always. Go ahead, brother. Welcome. Okay, he must still be on mute. So yeah, I'm just hoping, like I say, that Kyrie don't fall.
My bad, bro. I had my mute button was going. I'm sorry.
Right.
Yeah. I wanted to just say my whole issue with Kanye or Kyrie or any of the rest of them that they got money in the bank like that, most of that money came via their connections with Jews. And that's what makes the whole thing crazy. We're working stiffs. Me and you, we got to struggle. You know, we low end slaves. Okay, we're not paid like they are. You know, they're in a position where even being canceled, it's kind of like Bill Cosby when they wanted to fuck with him. You're still looking at a guy that's worth about $400-500 million.
Mm-hmm.
Now you might take his reputation, but you can't take his money. The game changed for Kanye because Kanye, after he said that dumb shit about blacks had a choice, when slavery was a choice, you know, nobody canceled him. He got told off by a couple of niggas, but for the most part, MAGA agreed with him. A bunch of others did, you know, all of that. And all of a sudden, you know, the deals that he had going flourished. They ran to him because now they could, you know, he would be selling across lines now, you know, and that was the potential money that he was going to be worth at the end of all of these deals would have put him at $11 $1,000 or more. And in a day, they took it back because they didn't like what he said. Now, it don't matter if we agree with what he said or not. We know what it is, okay? You know, one of the biggest brokerage houses was Lehman Brothers. They made their money off of trading stocks that was based off slavery, things like that. And nobody ever canceled the Jews for that. Nobody came at them about their part in the slave trade or anything. And this was prior to their being in Israel. This was Jews here in the Americas that came here to make money like everybody else, except black people, because we weren't allowed to even have money. So what I'm looking at is how these people get into bed with them. I mean, Kanye has to apologize and then still has to have a conversation with who? Adam Silver. Who's Adam Silver, everybody might wonder. He's the commissioner of the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
And it's not an accident that all of those names, Silver, Diamond, Goldberg, all of that, if you notice, a lot of it, you know, goes around that.
The
precious metals, money, things that you can actually trade that are worth something. What gets me, though, is that I don't understand rich blacks and how once they get this money, then they nuts drop and they want to say things that, you know, Kyrie would have never said what he's saying in his rookie year.
Right.
Kanye would have never said what he's saying when he dropped College Dropout. None of that would have happened then. And now when they get the money, you know, they're in a position to say, well, fuck it. If you want to cancel me, it's all right. I'm sitting on plenty of dough, you know. And that's a comfortable position to be able to do that. But is that what it takes for us to be able to express ourselves, that we have to sell our soul and then hopefully buy it back? Is that what we're doing?
Pretty much.
I feel like this. I feel like this, man. The one thing America has never, and I mean never, ever, done was be accountable, ever. They've held everyone else accountable, but they've never been held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
White male still has the disease of privilege. Poor whites still think they're better than rich blacks. You know, Jews do own the entertainment industry. We know this.
Mm-hmm.
Hip-hop wouldn't be fucked up right now if it had stayed in the local hands that it was in the beginning. Look at it now. Look at it now. And that's from getting in bed with the Italians who own the clubs and Jews who own the clubs and stadiums and stuff like that. They put them record companies together so quick it was pathetic. At one point in the 90s, every major record label had a black section. Okay, RCA had Jive. MCA had Uptown. Everything was aimed at this urban audience. That's not aimed for Kansas. That's aimed at an urban audience.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing it to us for so long that now, once again, we're doing it to ourselves. They done fucked us for so long that now we masturbate wondering what they're going to do to us next. Personally, I'm sick of it. We have avoided dealing with what we needed to deal with, and now we're basically, the chickens are coming home to roost.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye don't speak for me, and neither does Kyrie Irving. If
True.
I choose to agree with them or not agree with them, totally my choice. I'm not going to get fired or anything, whether, you know, if I agree with them or not. But they're in a position where they done took a whole lot of them dollars from a lot of them people that they talk shit about. And basically, they got reminded that they're black.
Oh yeah, yeah. That always is the case. You know, seems like whenever, you know, oh, well, he's gonna get out of line, huh? Well, let's put him back in line. You know, always that chastisement that comes along with it, you know. And like I was saying earlier, you know, the shit that Kanye has said and done, he honestly lost me a few years back, but he is still one of us, you know. But yet and still, it's a lot of us as far as gaining our control back. There's a lot of us that are not going to have that don't need to have a hand in it. I'll say it like that, because when we start cleaning houses, a lot of cleaning that need to be done, you know, and that's from the top to the bottom. You know, like we were saying, that like we were talking the other day, and like I was saying, we can fix internal, external wouldn't even be an issue, you know, but we so caught up in diluted shit that we can't focus long enough to get on track, you know. And then just like with these situations, you know, I call them distractions. They put these types of scenarios out every other month to distract us from what's really going on, you know, from what they're really doing. And that's just what I see it as, too. And that's why I say I really wasn't even going to speak on it, because I don't really get caught up in that celebrity shit, because, I mean, it doesn't affect me one way or another, you know. And them celebrities, like I say, we really just need to stop putting so much of our time and energy into celebrityism. That's just, you know, me and my opinion.
Yeah, well, myself, I've never been one who chased that kind of clout. Anything, I usually walk the other way, because, for one, that spotlight is really a magnifying glass, and you're an ant. And it's going to cook one day. So for all of those people that think that that's the life that they're looking for, good luck with that. For all you want to be, a little bit of, you might be at Walmart telling everybody how you had a hit record 10 years ago. You know, that shit don't last. It's harder. That's a harder job than regular shit. Just doing regular stuff. Some people want that, though. That's what's got us in trouble now. Cult of personality. You know, I don't watch this Trump do all kind of shit. The Democrats, they want to hold him accountable, but they scared to go bust so far. The Republicans, they just going to use him till they can't. You know, he done painted them into a corner, and they done helped, you know. They provided the paint. So, yeah. You know, they dealing with what they got to deal with. What I'm looking at is the message that this sends to this generation and to everybody, you know, that's watching us. I mean, America is not the favorite place of everybody. America is not everybody's friend. There's some countries that would love to see this place go down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They'll do everything they can to help. You know, as much as I want to see it go down and but I don't want to see it go down to go down. I want to see it come back like it should have, you know, what it was supposed to be.
Right.
If you're going to follow the doctrines of a bunch of coked up revolutionaries from Europe who came over running from tyranny only to come here and create tyranny, then I guess basically we're getting what we deserve, because we allowed a lot of this shit to happen. I think Garvey might have been right. We should have got the fuck up out of here back in the day when we had the opportunity, and we didn't. We stayed. We keep hoping against hope that everything is going to work out, and one day we're going to wake up and everybody's going to be fair-minded and all of that. And none of that shit happening.
Yeah, I said the same exact thing when I was given my first 40 minutes, because I was talking about this old fake-ass vote and this, you know, this whole democratic system that we, you know, participate in, this whole system that we act as if things are going to change, and we keep putting our hope and all into, you know, things that are never going to actually come into fruition, you know, at least not in a positive way for us. And yeah, this whole vote, I've given my spiel on that already. Oh, look like I lost my brother. But yeah, the whole thing with you know, just this country as a whole, you know, has been the false sense of democracy, you know, the hypocrisy involved within it, you know, was something that sounded good, but has never really, you know, come into play for everyone, you know, equally. That is another one of the biggest problems with this country. And then, like you said, like you were saying, like Brother Kevin was saying, you know, we continue and we kind of just echoed each other, because I said the same exact thing in the first, you know, few minutes when I opened. You know, we keep acting and putting our hope and our faith within this system. You know, in this system, like I said earlier, a system that worships itself is bound to fall. You know, and I mean, it's only so long that you're able to do wrong before you have to pay the piper. And everybody has a price to pay, some more harsh than others, you know, but that's all based upon the choices that we make. You know, that's all based upon how we live our lives, how we treat others. All of that falls into play. You know, you can't do wrong and expect to reap righteousness. It's just, it doesn't work like that. Karma always makes its rounds, no matter rich, poor, no matter. All that is null and void. You live foul, you receive foul. You do wrong, you receive wrong. You treat people bad, you'll be treated bad. Anything that you do, you may get away with it at that particular time. But there's always the day of reckoning. Always will be a day of reckoning. And that's why with these situations with Kanye and Kyrie are also just something to pay attention to, you know, really something to pay attention to. And I mean, I say that, yeah, they do certain things to distract us, but then to watch and just pay attention. Money don't buy us nothing. You sell your soul, you just done sold your soul. You still are not respected. You're still not going to be treated as equal. That's just the way of this land. That's the way America is put together. America's put together for our failure and their successes. And we're supposed to sit back and watch their successes with open arms and smiles. And no, it just, no. And the time is upon us right now where we need to either shit or get off the pot. Plain and simple. We keep watching, sitting by watching our mistreatment, our deaths. We keep sitting back. We keep sitting on our hands.
We keep hoping some shit gonna change. No, we gotta be the hope. We gotta be the change. Because if we not the hope and the change, we're just spinning our wheels. We can't continue to hope. We got to bring that hope into realization. We got to put our faith in one another. Like I said earlier, we ain't never needed no damn body. We've always been needed and never treated fairly. We can do that ourselves. We can do that for ourselves. Plain and simple. So simple. So simple we still ain't doing it. And what is it going to take for us to get off our asses and actually start to do what we need to do to change the damn condition? Voting is not going to do it. It's going to take more than a vote to change this system. You better recognize and pay attention, pay close attention. Stop just looking at what's in front of you. Look to your side every now and then. You're missing something. You're trying to get something by. It's always a game, and we are always the pawns in the game. And so if we cannot be respected by others, so be it. We can at least respect ourselves. We can at least respect ourselves. And that's really all I had tonight. I just wanted to kind of touch on that. I appreciate my brother Kevin calling in. Appreciate the other callers calling in, listening as well. I appreciate my online listeners, my overseas listeners, Boston, Mass. I appreciate y'all. Got love for y'all. You know, we really need each other. It's time that we recognize the need, and not only recognize it, it's time that we take advantage of one another. And I'm not saying take advantage. I'm saying take advantage in a way that we're helpful to one another. We've got to start being one another's help and not one another's hurt. Hell, everybody hurts us. It's time for us to stop hurting each other. And with that being said, like I always say in closing, every week, let's plan, let's organize, let's unify, because we all have a key. And with that being said, I'm going to get out of here. This has been the Panther Party Radio Network, and this has been The Big Picture with Melvin Siri Jr. I love y'all. And I am out till next week. Peace.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be, oil wasted on the ocean and upon our sea, fish full of mercury. Oh, radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are dying. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All
things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand it?